ใจรักมันน้อยทั้งนี้คนจะพิหารใจรักมันจะพิหารโกปีจันทร์บาลยี่ริบาร์ดโกปีจันทร์บาลYashoda Nandana Vrajadana Rante Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Rante Unatira Anacha Jamunatira Anacha Jaya RadhaKunjabi Ma, Chaya Radha Madhava, Kunjabi Ma, Gopi Jana Bhava, Iribarada, Gopi Jana Bhava, Iribarada.Yashoda Nandana Braja Dhanarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachana Yamuna Tira Vanachana Okay, which verse?
Verse 19.
Chapter 7?
Yes.
Omagana Timirandasya Ginagana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurivena Naha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sajajakam Sahagana RaghunathanditamTam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanditam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi PasNamo Bhakti Siddhanta Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamana Madhu Dojala Prema Ja Shrima Pratanuka Bhakti Ga Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarani Rupanuga Viruda Apasadanta Danta Namo Gorkishoraya Satchitparagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Padambhujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitananda Namane Gopshi Gora Karuna Shakti Rupanuga Viraya Te Namaha Gora Virbhave Bhume Stram Nirdeshya Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhama Jagannathaya Te Namaha Pancha Kalpa Charubhyas Cha Kripas Sindhubhye Pucha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnave Vyo Namaha Momaha Varanyaya Krishna Prema Krishna Dayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Nama Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavani Shri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Yeah. Okay, number 7, chapter 7, verse number 19. Bahunam jamanamante, gyanabhamam prapajate, Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurva.
菩萨梵歌第七章第十九世界.
Are you hearing me all right?
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Okay, it's a little rough hearing you. Bhavanam Jamanamante, Ganamam Prabhajate, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sadurlava. Bhavanam Jamanamante, Ganamam Prabhajate, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sadurlava. Bahunam means many.
Bahuna 的意思是很多.
Janmanam, repeated births and deaths.
Janmanam 是生死轮回.
Ante, after.
Ante, 以后.
Gyanavan, one who is in full knowledge.
Gyanavan, 一个 拥有完全知识的人.
Mom, unto me.
Mom, 向我.
Prapajyate,
surrender. 皈依.
Vasudeva.
Vasudeva.
Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
人格神手, Krishna.
Sarvam, everything.
Sarvam, 万事万物.
Iti, thus.
Iti, 如此.
Son, that.
Saha, 那样.
Mahatma.
Mahatma.
Great soul.
伟大的灵魂.
Sudurlabha.
Sudurlabha. 非常罕见.
After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge of, surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare.
译文, 经历无数轮回生死之后, 处于真正知识境界的人, 会归依我。 认识到我是万缘之缘, 是一切存在的原因, 这样的伟大灵魂极为罕见.
Yotsu. The living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals after many, many births, may actually become situated in transcendence, pure knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization. In the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life. These activities constitute devotional service. Realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders unto him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything. He is the cause of all causes and that it is not independent from him. He realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness, and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Thus he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudeva or Sri Krishna. Such a transcendental vision of Vasudeva precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Such surrendered great souls are very rare. Okay, you can go for that much.
Okay.
Haribol?
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, go ahead.
要旨, 经过许许多多生世的奉爱服务或履行超然的仪式, 生物最终可能会处于超然纯粹的知识中, 认识到至尊人格神手才是灵性觉悟的终极目标。灵性觉悟之初，当人试图放弃对物质主义的依附时，总会有一些非人格主义的倾向。再进一步，就会明白原来灵性生命中也充满了活动，这些活动构成了分爱服务。有了这种觉悟，自然就会对至尊人格神手度爱不移，全心皈依。这时就会明白主 Krishna 的恩慈就是一切，他是万缘之源，物质的展示不可能独立分离。他会认识到物质世界其实是纷繁多姿的灵性世界的倒影，万事万物都与至尊主 Krishna 有着联系。这样他就会在与 Vasudeva 圣主 Krishna 的联系中看待一切。对 Vasudeva 的这种普遍性认识，使人茅塞顿开，全然皈依至尊主 Krishna， 以圣主为最高的目标。这样皈依的伟大灵魂实属罕见。Hare Krishna。
OK。Now the rest of the purport. This verse is from very nicely explained in the third chapter of the Svetashvara Upanishad, Sahasra Shirsha Purusha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat, Sabhum Min Vishvato Vritta, Twatishtad Dasa Sangulam, Purusha Evedam Sarvam, Yad Bhutam Yachcha Bhavyam.Uttam Ritta Vasyashano Yad Anena Tirohati. In the Chandogya Upanishad, it is said, Navoy Vacho Na Jakamsi Jasumsi Tashotani. Let's skip that. In the body of the living being, neither the power to speak, nor the power to see, nor the power to hear, nor the power to think is the prime factor. It is life which is the center of all activities.Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the prime entity in everything. In this body, there are powers of speaking, of seeing, of hearing, and mental activities, etc. But these are not important if one is not related to the Supreme Lord. And because Vasudeva is all-pervading and everything is Vasudeva, the devotee surrenders in full knowledge to him. Bhagavad Gita 7.17 and 11.40.
这节诗在 Svetashvara Upanishad 第三章的十节14和15中有精辟的阐释。在 Chandogya Upanishad 中说到，生物之躯，生物的身体当中，说话、目视、耳闻和思考的能力都不是主要的因素，一切活动的中心是生命。同样，主 Vasudeva 和至尊人格神手圣主 Krishna 是万事万物的核心，躯体具有的看、听、思考和说话的能力，如果不是与至尊主联系起来，便都无关紧要。因为 Vasudeva 遍透万有，一切都是 Vasudeva， 所以奉献者在完整的知识中会皈依他。Hare Krishna.
Okay. So one thing we can get from this is that devotees are very rare.
从这个世界当中，我们得出的一个要点是，奉献者非常的罕有。
We sometimes, you know, because we're in the association of devotees, we take them for granted. We don't realize how special they are.
有时候在献者联谊的时候，我们会觉得这是理所当然的，于是呢就不会很认真的去看待奉献者。
But here we're saying, Krishna is saying they're very rare, people that surrender to him.
但是 Krishna 在这里讲，那些能皈依他的人是很罕有的。
It's after many births of knowledge.
在生生世世很多生世的培养知识之后，他才能达到。
After many one who's actually in knowledge, then they surrender to Krishna.
只有一个人，他真正具有了知识，他才会皈依 Krishna。
Vasudeva Sarvamiti Paramahatma Sadurlabhava. He realizes there's nothing but Krishna.
这样的一个人，他会觉悟到除了 Krishna 之外，没有其他的了。
It's an interesting example given in the purport. You know, we can hear, we can see all these things, and we think it's, you know, very wonderful. We might think I'm very wonderful.
同样，在教旨中，我们也看到，生物呢会能够说话，能够看见东西，能够听到声音，能够思考。一个人可能就会为这些感官的能力而觉得自己很了不起。
But we don't understand it. We can't see without the sun. We can't hear without air to, you know, move the.
但是我们不明白，我们只有有了阳光，我们才能够真正看见。我们只有通过空气，我们才能听见。所有都依靠这些能量。
Ultimately, all these things come from Krishna. He's the real cause of everything.
终极而言，这些所依凭的对象都是来自于 Krishna.
And Krishna informs us of that many times in Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matat sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me.
Krishna 在佛教梵歌中也反复地强调了这一点，一切都来源自我。
I am the source of everything. So he's telling us again and again, so that thing after hearing this many times, we can understand.
所以他在反复地告诉我们，因为当一件事情被反复强调的时候，人们才能够理解。
And then,When someone understands, and another, we have many verses also where Krishna says, knowing this, then one serves me with devotion.
Krishna 也说了，一个知道了这一点的人，他就会皈依我，就会服务我。
And very rare, human life itself is very rare.
那拥有人类的躯体本身已经是很罕有了。
Amana Durlabha Janama Sat Sange, you know, that the human life is rare and we should utilize it for Krishna.
人类的形体是很罕有的，应该我们应该用于服务 Krishna.
But then someone that surrenders to Krishna amongst the humans is very rare.
然而那些皈依于 Krishna 的人，想要服务 Krishna 的人就更罕有了。
It's easy to go out in public and see how many people are not surrendered to Krishna.
如果我们出去在大街上那些公共场合，我们就能够看见很多很多不皈依 Krishna 的人。
It's even very rare that anyone is even thinking about, you know, what is the purpose of life and why am I here and where am I going?
即便是那些想一想，哎呀，人活着是什么意义啊？我从哪里来？我应该最后会归到哪里去？这样想的人都已经很少了。
So again, we should appreciate devotees.
所以我们要再次强调，我们应该欣赏奉献者。
In sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi.Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy, that association of devotees is very rare. It's very special. It's,
就好像这个世界所讲的奉献者的联谊是非常罕有非常特别的。
Even a moment's association can perfect one's life.
即便是片刻的联谊都可以使人的生命达到完美。
So, if someone is pursuing spiritual knowledge, they may hear impersonalism, they may, you know, but finally get the mercy of the Lord to understand the personality of Godhead.
因此，那些通过无实人非人格的方式在追求至尊真理的人，他们最终因为得到主的仁慈，要奉献者的联谊而能够理解分爱服务。
To understand Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchitananda Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. This is Brahma Samhita. Krishna is the supreme control.
最终会明白，就是像 Brahma Samhita 中所讲到的一样， Krishna 是至尊的控制者。
There are many Ishwaras. We're all Ishwaras of some small thing, but then there's many big Ishwaras of demigods. But Krishna is the supreme control.
世上有很多的主宰者，那我们每个人都是一个小的主宰者，那么比我们大一点呢是半圣人，而 Krishna 是至尊至上的主宰者。
So this report says, you know, what happens when we realize that Krishna's mercy is everything. Then a devotee is very humble also, but doesn't take credit for what he's doing. He doesn't think he's,
He understands it's all Krishna's mercy.
Sarva karana karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Everything has a cause. Every effect has a cause.
那么我们知道一切事物它都有一个原因，一切结果都有它的起因。
And every cause has an effect. Everything we do has some kind of effect.
而每个起因都会产生结果，无论我们做什么都会有后果。
So, we should be careful what we do. That's what scripture is all about. Teaching us what to do and what not to do.
因此我们要小心自己的所作所为。我们要经典中他就教导了我们什么应该做，什么不应该做。
Those in the mode of ignorance, pravritimcha, they don't know what to do and they don't know what not to do either.
那些处在愚昧形态中的人，他们不知道什么该做，什么不该做。
So every culture, every society, they have a system of values. You know, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. For some kind of purpose, for whatever goal someone's trying to achieve, what you should do.
因此我们在各种文化当中，我们都可以看到某种特定文化下的价值观，就是应该做什么，不应该做什么。尽管这些价值观可能是为了达到某些特定的目的而规定的应该做的以及不应该做的。
But without following any scripture, they just make up and they even change their ideas. But you know, if you want to do anything, then it tells you what you should do. Nowadays, there's so many people teaching how if you want to make a lot of money, this is what you should do. If you want to become beautiful, if you want to have big muscles.And do this, eat that, don't eat this.
我们在现代社会当中，我们会看到各种各样的人，他们为了各种目的，然后会规定啊，这个应该做的，那个是不应该做的。那可能他们是为了啊，怎么你能够赚更多钱？你如果你这样做，你就可以变得更漂亮，或者是你的这个肌肉会更发达，你的身材会变更苗条。但是无论达到任何这种目的都会有特定的规定，某些是要做的，某些是不该做的。
But devotee, then we have our what to do and what not to do, but in order to please Krishna.
但是我们分先者呢，我们有我们的应该做以及不应该做的事情，但是这一切都是为了 Krishna.
In order to rise above the modes of nature, get out from.Trying to enjoy this material world.
是为了让我们能够超越于物质自然三形态的影响，让我们能够超然于物质感官享乐的欲念。
Like in the Vedas, there's so many rituals and yagyas and how to enjoy the material world.
就好像在韦达经中记录了很多如何做祭祀，如何做仪式，以便人能够更好的享受。
But the real purpose of it is to get out of the material.
但实际上，伟达经真正的目标是让人能够摆脱这些物质感官享乐。
The yagyas and all those kind of things is to be able to enjoy the material without getting, you know, going to hell, without falling down. You give some sacrifice, you give charity, you do good work, and then you can avoid, you know, suffering to some extent.
那么经典中就讲了，如果你做这个祭祀，你做这个仪式，你就能够避免因为你的罪恶活动堕落到地狱里去，你就能够免除你痛苦，或者你做一些布施这些内容。
But, the spiritual, the real thing, the Bhagavad Gita's teaching is how to get to Krishna, how to get out of the material.
但是佛家梵歌真正的知识却告诉我们如何能够从这些这物质的事情当中摆脱出来。
How to give up the desire to try to enjoy the world and want to
see. 以及如何放弃想要享受物质享乐的这种愿望。
So Krishna mentions in chapter 2 regulated principles of freedom.
因此 Krishna 在佛家梵歌第二章当中讲到了有关于获得自由的规范原则。
So we have principles to follow. Do this, don't do that.
因此呢，我们所作所为，我们的行事是有一经典的规范要遵循的，应该这样做，不应该那样做。
And that actually freedom that materialists will think that's horrible. You know, you can't have intoxication, you can't eat meat. How can you live?
可能物质主义者会把这些规范原则看觉得是非常的难以接受的。你不能喝酒，不能吃肉，你怎么活呀？他们会觉得这是极大的束缚。
Kali Yuga is teaching that freedom means you can do whatever you want.You can any kind of sinful activity. You have unlimited choice of different kinds of cigarettes and whiskey. You can do anything you want. That's freedom.
在这卡利年代，人们受到的教育就是认为自由就可以，为所欲为，想做什么就做什么。你可有那么多品牌的酒，有那么多品牌的香烟，你想选择什么就选择什么。
So we see there's so many varieties of sense gratification, you know.
我们看到有那么多种多样的感官享乐的方法。
And, you know, they're thinking that's freedom.
然后人们以为这就是自由。
You can have any kind of illicit sex because we have birth control and we have all these things.But this is actually entanglement, bondage.
人们有各种各样避孕或者是流产这些方法，然后来就可以做尽情的享受性生活，觉得这就是无拘无束的生活。
The soul becomes more entangled and more trapped into the material world and thinking it's his body and thinking that there's so much.Pleasure can be obtained from the body.
然后实际上人是灵魂是越来越深的束缚在这个躯体当中，认同于这个躯体，并认为从这个躯体中可以得到快乐。
So there's restrictions, but because we get the higher taste, we get the pleasure of chanting the holy name, talking about Krishna, then.These other things seem to be very insignificant, not interesting.
但是由于我们得到了分身的涟漪，我们一起在讲述谈论 Krishna, 所以其他的事情呢，那些感官享乐的事情，看起来是那么微不足道，不值一提了。
So it's freedom. When one gives up these sinful activities, then he's free from being forced to act, you know, according to all the advertising and according to the wants of nature. And he acts according to Krishna's will.
实际上，是我们一个人他通过奉爱服务，从这些罪恶活动中得到了自由，就是不再受外在的这些广告啊这些东西的诱惑。
So in this verse, the word durlabha is there. Durlabha means very rare. It means it's rare that someone is a devotee.
所以在这个世界上，世界中用了一个 durlabha 的意思，就是非常非常罕见。一个做奉爱服务的人是极为罕见的。
And we find that word in many places.
而且在我们在很这个很多地方都能够看到这个词。
In Brahma Samhita it says Vedeshu Durlabha. It's very rare to fully understand everything just from studying the Vedas.
那在 Brahma Samhita 当中也用了这个词，就是一个人他真正理解伟大经意义的人是非常罕有的。
But Adurlabham Atma Bhakto, but by Bhakti it's not rare. It's very easy to understand Krishna because of Bhakti Yoga.
Oh, 就讲到要理解伟大经的意义是非常的要理解伟大经意义的人是非常罕有的，但是通过奉爱的途径的话，人就能够轻易的就能够比较容易就能够理解伟大经的终极含义。
Krishna's mercy, Krishna is very kind, so Lord Chaitanya had given us bhakti.
就是但是通过 Krishna 的仁慈， Krishna 非常的仁慈我们，有主 Chaitanya 降临，他给了我们奉爱 bhakti。
Krishna himself has come, is Lord Chaitanya.
Krishna 他亲自以主 Chaitanya 的身份显现。
And Nityananda Balaram came.
而 Balarama 以 Nityananda 的身份显现。
And the ecstatic prema of the spiritual world has come also.
而就是纯粹奉爱 prema 的这个形象也跟他们同时降临。
Golokara prema dana harinama sankirtana. That this prema of Goloka, this pure love for Krishna, has come down in the sankirtan.
在灵性世界的纯粹分爱 Prima 它以 Sankirtan 其中圣名的形式降临到这个世间。
And Lord Chaitanya is giving it freely.
而主 Chaitanya 它是免费的去派发这个 Prima.
And more and more people are getting like a flood of love of Godhead.
就好像是一股爱的潮水一样，然后让越来越多的人被席卷到这个潮水之中。
Sometimes on the television or something we'll see the pictures when there's a flood, you know, and it just catches everything, knocks down houses, washes cars away.
有时候我们在电视上可以看到这种像海啸啊或者大的潮水过来的时候，把树都卷走，把房子都卷走，把一切车子啊什么都卷走。
But this flood of love of Godhead is catching everybody also. More and more people are chanting, more people are at least thinking something about spiritual life, practicing yoga, becoming vegetarians. It's catching people little by little.
而这风来的潮水也是在越来越多的卷入，是更多的人卷入其中。我们看到越来越多的人开始修习风来瑜伽，越来越多的人开始唱诵，开始学习经典等等。
So the devotees, hopefully we see things in relation to Krishna.
那么奉献者呢，他总是以与 Krishna 相关的眼光去看万事万物。
We want to think, how can, you know, whatever we see, whatever we hear about, whatever our body, whatever other people, how they can be engaged in Krishna's service.
无论我们看见什么，听见什么，无论我们做什么，我们总是想着如何能够从事致力于对 Krishna 的服务。
When we see beautiful flowers, we think, how come we can offer that to Krishna?
一旦我们看见一朵非常漂亮的花，我们就想怎么能够把它供奉给 Krishna。
We see any when devotees worship deities, and they're thinking, oh, I can, oh, there's some beautiful jewelry we could offer to the deity. This is some nice food, nice bhoga, nice, you know, person. We can offer these things to Krishna.
如果一个服务神像的人，他看到什么东西，比方说他看见很漂亮的珠宝，他就想，哎呀，这个能够给 Krishna 就好。看到很好吃的东西，就想，哎呀，这个给 Krishna 就好。
Even when we see people, no matter what, we can think how I wish I could offer these people to Krishna instead of engage them in Krishna's service.
看到某个人，我们就想怎么能够让他做奉爱服务，怎么把他奉献给 Krishna 最好。
And whatever we have, we want to gradually think more and more, how can I use this in Krishna's service?
无论我们有什么，渐渐的我们就会越来越想把我们所有拥有的东西去用于服务 Krishna.
If we have money, how can we use it in Krishna's service? If we have talent.
如果我们有钱，我们就想怎么把这些钱用来服务 Krishna. 如果我们有任何才能才干，我们就想怎么能够服务 Krishna.
We have the power of speaking. We have, you know, we have different things, and we can think how to offer to Krishna.
我们有说话的能力，我们有各种各样的不同的能力，我们就想怎么能够把这些能力用于服务 Krishna.
This is mercy of bhakti yoga that we can utilize everything in Krishna's service.
就是奉爱瑜伽讲的就是如何把一切都用于服务 Krishna.
My bodies know that thinking of material things and having desires is troublesome.
那么 Mayavadi 假象中人士，他们认为拥有什么东西，然后去做些什么事情，他们觉得这个是很麻烦的。
Having, you know, relationships, having emotions, all these things are troublesome if they're not related. They don't know Krishna, but so they think that they'll say things like, don't think, don't do anything.
他们觉得与某些人有关系，这些有些情感，这些东西都是非常麻烦的事情，因为他们不了解 Krishna, 所以他们努力要达到没有跟任何事物都没有关系，然后处在无情无欲的状态。
But that's an unnatural condition and will not, it'll just be frustrating.
但实际上这是一种不自然的状态，因此呢，经常他们的这样努力就会以失败而告终。
But in bhakti, we can connect everything to Krishna.
但是在奉爱服务当中，我们可以把一切都与 Krishna 关联起来。
We can sing for Krishna.
我们可以为 Krishna 歌唱。
You can think about Krishna.
我们可以想念着 Krishna.
And when we think of Krishna, it is Krishna.
当我们想着 Krishna 的时候，其实 Krishna 就在。
So we can offer whatever we have to Krishna. We can use.
我们可以把。我们可以把我们拥有的一切都供奉给 Krishna， 把我们的感官用于服务 Krishna。
We can use our senses in the service of Krishna。
我们可以把我们的感官用于服务 Krishna。
In that way, purify our senses and purify our mind and purify our body.
这样就能够净化我们的感官，净化我们的躯体跟心意。
And see the deity.
我们可以用眼睛来观看神像。
All these things can be utilized for Krishna. The mind, the eyes, the ears, the body, everything can be used in the service of Krishna.
所有这一切，无论是眼睛、耳朵、鼻子、整个身体，都可以用来服务 Krishna。
So, like Maharaj Ambarish has described, you know, he would use his legs to go to the temple. He would bow down in the temple. He would, you know, everything for worshiping Krishna, everything in connection with Krishna.
就好像 Ambarish 国王，他的腿是去到庙宇，他的手为了清洁神像，清洁庙宇，所以他一切的感官都是用于服务 Krishna。
And we have that great opportunity also. I mean, we can read books about Krishna, we can discuss about Krishna, we can cook for Krishna.
我们同样也被赐予了这样的好机会，我们可以读有关于 Krishna 的书，我们可以一起讨论有关于 Krishna 话题，我们的有手，我们可以为 Krishna 做饭。
Mayavadis will say don't think and don't eat nice food and everything, but devotees think of Krishna and it's very joyful, and we can eat the remnants of what we offer to Krishna and it's very delicious. The senses can be perfect.
Mayavadi 他们说啊，最好不要思考，停止思考，也不要吃美味的食物。但是奉献者，这个大餐是供奉给 Krishna， 然后吃接受 Krishna 的寄语，然后我们都非常快乐的来享受这个跟 Krishna 荣耀过的这个寄语。
Because in the spiritual world, you know, there's unlimited varieties of beautiful things.
那是因为在灵性世界，灵性世界具有无限多的美丽的事物。
It's mentioned in this purport that this, we see this material world as a reflection of the spiritual world, but it's not pure, it's, we don't see everything.
因此我们在这个世界的要旨当中提到，这个物质世界呢只不过是灵性世界的一个倒影，那在倒影当中呢我们无法看到这个真实的景象的全貌。
It's a bad reflection, you know.
这是一种扭曲的一种不好的看得倒影。
Like if you have a dirty mirror or you're looking at your reflection in a broken thing or something, and you don't see everything very good.
就好像你在面对一面上面沾满了灰尘的镜子，或者是一面破镜子，你无法看到这原本的这形象。
Like in some playgrounds, at least we had in America, they have many different mirrors.
比方说在美国有些游乐场，他们就会有各种各样的哈哈镜。
And the mirrors are made in certain ways, so some of them make you look really big and fat, some make you look really tall, some make you look really short. You know.
然后那些镜子呢都有就是凹凸不平，就是这样子，有些镜子你一照呢就会看起来好像自己很胖，有些就会让你显得很高，有些镜子让你看起来很小，照起来就感自己很小。
That's the body, but the spiritual world. So in the material world, we're seeing everything like that. It's not what it really is.
在物质世界，我们所看到万事万物，其实都是像在照哈哈镜一样，就是不是这个事物原本的面貌。
So in like here, there's so many varieties, and we like to see variety. So many different kinds of flowers.So many different, we like to go to the market and see all the different kinds of vegetables and fruit.
我们很喜欢多姿多彩的丰富的世界，因此呢在这物质世界我们也看到有如此的多的这个多样性，花有各种各样的花，你去到超市有各种各样的蔬菜水果。
We like to go to the zoo and see all the different animals.
我们也很喜欢去动物园，看到动物园里有各种各样的动物。
And all the different, they have a, where there's all the different birds.
那各种各样的鸟。
So, and gradually one might realize, well, this is wonderful that Krishna can create all these things. At least, but normal people, they don't think of the, who created all these things. They just enjoy the things. They want to enjoy the things. So they get more and more entangled.
一个人他慢慢的他会得到这样的领悟，哦，原来是 Krishna 创造了这一切， Krishna 真伟大。但是普通人他们不会知觉到这一点，他们只是享受着啊这个多彩多姿的世界，他们因为这种享受的心态使他们越来越深的被纠缠于这个物质存在之中。
And you know intellectually or you know one may think, oh this is troublesome, there's too many in variety and I get bewildered, but when we're thinking to offer those things to Krishna, then everything becomes very nice.
有时候人们可能会因为啊这个世界太复杂了，那么多选择，那么多种类，真是太麻烦了。但是如果你把这种多样性去供奉给 Krishna 的话，那么你就会感到非常的快乐。
In the spiritual world, there's much more variety.
要知道，在灵性世界有更多的多样性。
And much more beauty, much more everything, much nicer.
一切万事万物都会更美好，那里有更美妙的事物。
We can't imagine actually, but we can get some idea. But so the more we learn to think how we can offer everything to Krishna, we see the world as part and parcel of Krishna. It all belongs to Krishna.
当我们越来越能多的想着如何把这些事物供奉给 Krishna。这样子我们就能够越来越多的知觉到其实一切都属于 Krishna， 这个世界是 Krishna 的一部分。
So you know, everything is meant for Krishna's service.
我们也能够越来越多的知觉到其实一切都是应该用于服务 Krishna 的。
So this is special mercy. So again, the devotees are very rare in this world andWe are very fortunate to have the association of devotees.
因此这就是这个世界存在的意义。那么再次要强调的是，奉献者是非常罕有的，而我们应该非常珍惜奉献者联谊的机会。
By serving devotees, we serve Krishna.
通过服务奉献者，我们实际上是在服务 Krishna.
And that pleases Krishna.
这样做就很取悦 Krishna.
So I hope if people are thinking of any questions, they can get started in a few minutes.
那么请问大家有问题吗？
暂时还没有问题提下来，我们稍等两分钟吧。
Hare Krishna, Marj, we'll wait for a while.
So anyway, this talks about surrendering to Krishna, and that's the end of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Sarva Dharmam, you know, Mami Kam Sharanam, surrender to me. So here that's brought up when someone realizes that after, you know, birth and death, and then he gets in real knowledge, then he knows that Krishna is everything. Everything is coming from Krishna.
其实这个世界中也讲到了，就是皈依于 Krishna， 就好像 Krishna 在《不加梵歌》第18章第66师节所讲到的一样，放弃一切宗教，只向我皈依。那么一个灵魂，他经过无数生死轮回之后呢，他最后理解到了 Krishna 原来是万事万物的源头， Krishna 是一切，这样子他就会皈依于 Krishna。
So-called good or so-called bad, it's all coming from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna.
所谓好的、坏的，其实都来自于 Krishna. Krishna 是自尊的控制者。
And Satchit Ananda Vigraha, it's very important.
That, 而且 Krishna 只有
三。
Krishna 只有 Satchitananda Vigraha， 他只有完全的知识，永恒。
And Vigraha is blissful, Ananda.
而且还有完全喜乐的形体。
And so the soul is also blissful.
因此呢， 我们个体灵魂也是非常喜乐的，充满喜乐的。
Happiness and distress that we're experiencing is due to the body. The body is changing on the mind. It's actually the mind.
所谓的快乐跟痛苦，其实都是来自于躯体。那么这个躯体在感受着这些快乐跟痛苦，总体而言，这些感受其实是来自于心意。
But then vigraha, there's form. Krishna has.
但是呢，这里有个词叫 vigraha， 就是形体，就是 Krishna 他是有形体的。
Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajrami, we worship the original person, Govinda Krishna, cowherd boy.
我们崇拜至尊的人 Govinda， 他是 Krishna， 他是一个牧牛童。
The original person.
他是最原初的人。
So we're saying these things every day, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajrami, and we should think about them.
虽然我们每天都想唱 Govinda Tamaham Vajrami， 就是在我们吟唱这个祷文的时候，我们也应该这样想冥想。
And worship Govinda, the original person.
我崇拜 Govinda， 他是最原初的人。
And Ishvara Parama, Krishna system. You know, there's many controllers.
我们知道这个世界上有很多的控制者。
Causing me trouble, see.
我们 ，Oh, sorry, Maharaj.
We will think in Maya that if we're having problem, we're thinking some other person is causing a problem.
我们在处在这个玛雅错觉之中的时候，我们就会想啊，是这个人给我造成了带来了麻烦。
Or some other person is giving us pleasure.
或者是哦，是这个人给我带来了快乐。
So we become, you know, we don't like a certain person, we like another person, or but actually,
结果呢
？Krishna.
结果我们就会啊，喜欢某些人，不讨厌那些人。但实际上这一切都是源自于 Krishna。
And all these conceptions we have of pleasure and pain, happiness and distress is just due to the mind.
我们所谓的痛苦快乐，其实这些都是由于心意造成的。
So we need to purify the mind and fix the mind up.
哎，就是
And the Bhakti Yoga process is giving us so much facility to do that.
而这个分爱服务的方法，它给了我们很多能够做实践的事情。
Because we have, you know, Kirtan, we have Bhagavad Gita, we have the Krishna Leela, we have the pictures of Krishna, and we have service to Krishna in so many different ways.
我们有这个唱诵，有这个神像，有薄伽梵歌，有神像的照片，我们可以做各种各样的关怀服务。
We can learn to preach, tell other people about Krishna, and that helps us remember Krishna more also.
我们还可以去传教，我们可以去教告诉别人如何来崇拜服务 Krishna。
So, did any questions come?
No more questions. No questions till now. Simon 姐现在还没有问题是吗？
是的。
You have any questions?
No.
Okay, so.
Very nice.
I think the important thing here is to remember how rare devotees are.
Maharaj 说，很重要的一点就是我们要理解这个奉献者是如此的罕有、罕见。
So how fortunate we are that, you know, we have association.
我们能够得到奉献者的怜悯，我们是多么的幸运。
We keep that in our mind, then.
我们应该一直记住这一点，把这一点牢记在心。
We can please Lord very much by serving the others.
我们通过服务奉献者的话，我们就会非常取悦 Krishna。
Like this example of Maharaj Ambarish is often quoted.
那么有个师姐是Ambarish 王，他经常会引用的。
So I'll just read it.
Okay. 我们现在有一个问题提上来。
好的Maharaj, one questions from Tejas Papu. 顶拜咕噜，您刚提出主免费派发圣名，我们是照样这样免费做活动还是收费好？ Obedience to you, Maharaj. And you just mentioned Lord Chaitanya deliver the holy name freely. So we also follow the example and distribute freely and organize programs freely, or we can ask for some fee because in 收费要维系开始 because we need some incomes to maintain the program.
Okay, well in this case freely means to anyone and everyone.
那么在这个情况下的话，这里说免费派发或自由的派发是指能去派发给任何人，不做区别的派发给所有人。
It doesn't mean in relation to money, it just means, you know, like previously the Lord Chaitanya, only the Brahmanas could chant, or only, you know, certain people restricted, but the Lord Chaitanya gave it freely, he didn't, you know, discriminate.
那么在这里呢，就是应该是指自由的派发。那么这里不关于钱的问题，只是因为在主切坦尼亚时代，他们有很多规范的限制，比方说只有婆罗门才能唱诵圣名等等。
So yeah, of course, we can charge if people will pay, and we take donations. You know, people should give to get out of appreciation for getting.Something so nice. But if we can, we give freely also. Somebody sometimes gives a big donation and we give books free to people or we give free prasadam.
那么如果我们向其他参加活动的人收取一定的费用或者是去申请捐款，这个是没有问题的。那么有时候我们也会免费的去做活动，那么是因为我们有人给的就是他的捐款，这样子我们就可以免费的去派书，去派发布刷的。
If people will pay, then it's good for them. I mean, we still give them Krishna, but we don't discriminate. We give to anyone and everyone. Anyone who
那如果如果人们能够为这些活动就是就是出点钱，其实对他们是有好处的。那但是这里所讲的这个自由的派发，可能是翻译的问题啊。就自由的派发是指就是不做区别、不做区分的，任何人都能够得到给予任何人得到圣名的机会。
So when we organize programs and we have to pay for the place and everything, we charge people.
比方说我们要组织一些活动，我们需要一些收入来会有一些开支，比方说租场地啊等等，所以呢我们可以向来参加的人收取一定的费用。
We're not charging for the holy name, we're charging for the facilities.
我们不是为圣名收钱，而是为了这些场所的费用收钱。可是
，okay.
能回答您的问题吗？
This is verse from the 9th canto, chapter 4, about Maharaj Ambarish. He engaged his mind in meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna.
在圣殿伯加瓦坦第九篇当中有一个有关于 Amarish 王的世界，其中就讲的让心意总是用于冥想至尊主的莲花座。
His words in describing the glories of the Lord.
他的舌头呢总是他的言语呢总是在荣耀着至尊主的荣耀。
His hands in cleaning the Lord's temple.
他的手呢是用来清洁主的庙宇。
His ears to hear the words spoken about Krishna or by Krishna.
他的耳朵用来聆听有关于讲述 Krishna 的话语或者 Krishna 所讲的话。
He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna.
他把眼睛用于观看神的神像，主的神像。
Of course, that includes pictures.
包括Krishna 的画像。
Krishna's temples, Krishna's devotees, you can see them.
还可以看 Krishna 的庙宇，看 Krishna 的奉献者。
Places like Vrindavan and Mathura.
还有像 Vrindavan, Mathura 这样的地方。
Engages touch and touching bodies of devotees.
他的躯体呢用于去触碰奉献者的身体。
The sense of smell and smelling the tulsi that's offered to the Lord.
他的鼻子用于闻嗅供奉给 Krishna 的 Tulasi 叶子，供奉完 Krishna 的 Tulasi 叶子。
Or the incense offered to the Lord, or the flowers offered to the Lord.
或者是供奉给主的香的味道，供奉给主的花的味道。
His tongue tasting the Lord's prasada.
他的舌头用于品尝主的鲫鱼 prasad.
Into the Vrindavan, walking around Govardhan and walking. People preaching.
他的腿用于去朝拜圣地。去到文他文，去绕拜高瓦丹山，去绕拜他的圣地。
And all his desires for serving the Lord.
他的头呢，用于顶拜至尊主。所有他的愿望都是围绕着如何来服务主。
Engaged all his senses in serving the Lord various ways.
任何人能够像他这样子把所有的感官都用作对主的服务，这样子的话我们就会越来越增强我们对主的依恋。
That's just an example. Of course we see many devotees are living like that, totally dedicated to Krishna.
Ambarish 王只是一个例子，有很多奉献者都像他这样生活，我们可以从他们身上学习。
So we use, you know, we want to talk, we talk about Krishna. We want to eat, we eat.
如果我们想说话的话，我们就讲有关 Krishna 的话题。
We want to hear, we hear about Krishna. We want to sing, we sing Hare Krishna.
如果我们想听什么东西，我们就听有关 Krishna 的内容。如果我们想唱歌，我们就唱 Hare Krishna.
So we learned by the mercy of the Guru and the Parampara how to serve Krishna.
所以我们因此我们可以从我们的灵性导师通过师徒传系来学习如何来服务 Krishna。 Shrimapada 的由于 Shrimapada 仁慈让这些都变得 很容易。
Alright、
可以吗？
Everybody wants to have Srimad Bhagavatam, you can look up the story of Ambarish Maharaj. It's very good.
如果大家家里有圣殿伯加瓦坛，就可以去看看瓦坛中安巴瑞什王的这个故事，笑有时光，非常鼓舞人心。
Ninth Canto, Chapter 4.
这是第九篇Chapter, which chapter, Maharaj?
Chapter 4.
第九篇的第四章。
Okay?
Maharaj, yeah. Another question? Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay. 好，那下一个问题是萨提玛塔的问题，为什么奉献者内部总是有纷争，不能和谐的合作服务，总是有人充当推波助澜的搅拌棍的角色，表面看是人为的原因才造成纷争，这是主的意愿吗？Why among the devotees there always have some quarrel and disagreement and they cannot cooperate in service? Always there are someone who play a role like to disturbing. And so from it appears that seems that there are some human some reason about or from the persons who result in such kind of disagreement and quarrels. But is it also the willing of the Lord?
Well, it's not always. If we think it's always, then we have a problem with our own mind and we're criticizing too much.
如果就是我们认为啊，这一切都是主的安排、主的意愿的话，那么我们总是这样认为，这样子也是不正确的，因为我们总是推卸责任，把责任推卸给主。
But we're not completely pure, so you know we have problems. We don't agree, or we have our own ideas. But so we have to learn to tolerate. It's helping us to learn to tolerate. We should see it like that.
那因为我们还不纯粹，所以呢，我们总是会有，我们有自己的见解、自己的意见，然后我们就会要坚持。但是慢慢的，我们就会要学会如何容忍，同时也要帮助其他人能够学习容忍。
And many things. So.It could be we could say, okay, Krishna is testing us.
当然，我们可以说，这是 Krishna 通过这些在，考验我们。
And we have to learn how to help people who are not peaceful or disturbed. If they have some devotees are disagreeing, then how to come to an agreement by prayer, by more kirtan.It could ultimately say that it's because we don't have enough kirtan.
同时呢，我们也可以努力的去帮助其他奉献者，能够具有培养起更多这样的宽容、跟容忍、合作之心。因为我们可以通过更多的 kirtan， 或者是一般，比方说有更多很多的纠纷啊、纷争啊，是因为我们的唱诵以及的 kirtan 还不够。
You know, many different types of people come, we're all getting purified, so, you know, we'll have these problems but this is a test how we can really depend on Krishna.
当人越来越多，很多就是还没有很好进化的人加入进来的时候，我们就自然会遇到这些问题。那么这我们也可以看成是 Krishna 给我们的一个考验，就是Sorry, Maharaj, and the test and for what? Sorry.
Mode of ignorance, you know, sometimes affects us, and then we have these quarrels and disagreements.
那由于我们受到愚昧心态的影响，有时候呢就会出现争吵啊这些问题。
But ultimately, Krishna is in control, but.Testing us.
但终极而言的话 ，Krishna 在把控着一切，在掌握着一切，所以这也是在考验我们如何学习更多的、更深的去依恋、去依靠 Krishna.
And sometimes, just Maya just comes to, you know, test us. People come to Krishna, they just want to make trouble. It's just their nature.
那有时候呢 Maya 也会派一些人来干扰我们，有些人他们来到 Krishna 之觉，其实他们就是想来找些麻烦，来捣乱的。
We have to work towards the mode of business.
所以呢，我们应该就是努力的把一切都安排的，就是具有善良心态。
So you'll see in Bhagavad Gita there's a lot about the different modes of nature and how our different activities can be in under different modes. Even our chanting, even our service, so we have to, our eating, so we have to.Try to study the mode of goodness and practice to come up, and then we'll rise above all.
波迦梵歌当中提到了各种物质善形态以及物质善形态如何相互组合，各种活动当中都会有这个物质善形态的影响。那即便是在分爱服务当中，也会有受到物质善形态影响。因此，我们要很小心，无论吃的各方面，各方面都应该尽量的处在这个善良形态中。
Mode of goodness is described in, there's a nice description in the 11th canto.
那么在第十一篇瓦坛第十一篇当中对于善良形态有一个非常好的描述。
Mind and sense control is a symptom of the mode of goodness.
那么善良形态的标志就是心意跟感官都得到控制。
Tolerance and discrimination.
能够宽容容忍这些不同的意见，
Staying with our prescribed duty.
能够坚定的稳处于父亲的职责当中，
Truthfulness and mercy.
真诚仁慈，
Careful study of the past and the future.
很小心的来研究过去和将来， Maharaj, sorry, study the future.
Careful study of the past and the future.
Study.
Learn from the past.
从过去的事情，或者为以后的事情当中学习。
We did something and had a good result or a bad result, and we learned how to act.
我们从过去得到好的结果跟不好的结果的实例当中学习吸取经验。
Satisfaction in any condition.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
在任何生存状态下都保持满足。
Generosity.
非常的慷慨。
Renunciation of sense gratification.
拒绝感官享乐。
Faith in the guru.
而对灵性导师非常的坚定的信心。
Being embarrassed about improper action, if we do something wrong, we feel bad.
做了什么不好的事情，就是心存忏悔，很感觉很不好。
Charity and simplicity.
具有布施的心态，不只是布施，而且真火点谱。
Humility and satisfaction within ourselves.
谦卑，内心满足。
These are all qualities of the mode of goodness. Very nice.
那么这些品质就非常好的描绘了一个善良形态，善良形态所具有的品格。
Right.
就是
讲得很清楚。All get more and more into good and more to goodness, we won't have these difficulties, these quarrels, disagreements.
如果我们所有大家人能够越来越多的培养起这些善良心态的品质，那么就事情就会好起来。
If we can, that will elevate others who are coming that are new, and everybody that's coming to us and all of us, you know.So much conditioned by ignorance and passion. So we have to rise above it. And the more we have kirtan, the more we have, you know, nice satsang, then we all get purified. We don't find quarrel in kirtan.
来的人呢可能会很受到不同程度的激情跟愚昧形态的影响，那么如果我们能够就是使自己或者帮助其他人也能够提升到一个更高的自然形态当中，通过更多的唱诵，通过更多的与圣人的联谊，这样子就会有进步。
OK, does that help?
啊，这样子有能有所帮助吗？小提不太清。
So let's see, don't think always, because so many devotees are working together. Here we see in the kitchen,So many devotees work together and they're all cooking very happily, they're not quarreling. It's not all kirtan, one person's leading the kirtan, everybody follows. You know, in the class, everybody listens. It's just in a practical thing sometimes, we, you know, when our mind is disturbed or something, and we find trouble.
就是我们不是经常看到这种不合作的现象，我们还是可以看到很多奉献者一起在为Krishna 一起在合作服务，比方说在厨房一起合作做饭，然后一唱诵的时候有人领唱，一家人跟着合唱等等，就是我们能够有很多实际的这个服务实际的活动，可以让奉献者能够更多的一起合作。
Alright.
Okay. Maharaj, next question. Following this question.
Okay.
在知道咕噜来访却不被邀请参加联谊，心意受到打扰，是处在激情形态中吗？Some devotee who know that the guru is come to visit us, but he or she didn't be invited for the session. So this devotee was very disturbed. And is this kind of mentality is in mood of passion?
Can you repeat that? We got a lot of crackling. I didn't hear everything.
Some devotee who knows Guru Maharaj is come to visit that city. So, but he or she didn't be invited for a session. So this devotee feel very disturbed and is this a kind of symptom because of a passionate mood?
Could be.
可能是受
Still can't quite.Follow exactly what it's saying.
Sorry. Okay. Some devotee who didn't get invitation for a guru's association. So this devotee became very disturbed. Is this devotee also influenced by the mood of passion?
Maybe he's attached. You know, to get too disturbed is.Symptom of the mode of passion or ignorance.
可能是的，因为可能是就是因为如果受到就是感觉到心意非常受骚扰，因为可能是受到这个激情心态的影响。
Yeah, something like that, but.You know, we shouldn't get too disturbed and blame others for trouble. We have to understand, okay, something happens for whatever reason in the material world is what it is. We have our karma and carry on.
That's not,
I'm still not quite sure the way you presented that question. I didn't quite catch it.
Okay. Some devotee who didn't get invitation.For Guru Maharaj's association, when Guru comes to this city and they didn't get invitation for association, so this devotee became very angry, became very disturbed. So is this devotee, such kind of reaction is caused by his passionate mood?
Not necessarily. Maybe he's feeling separation from the guru. He wanted to get some mercy.
那么当然也并不一定，是因为有可能是他感觉到跟灵性导师的这种强烈的分离，他很想去能够见到灵性导师。
So, and, you know, but we shouldn't get too much, you know, disturbed just because things, you know, like someone may think, oh, they're against me, they didn't invite me, you know, just a mistake. You know, and we have to take things as Krishna's arrangement. Otherwise, we'll be always frustrated and angry again.
但是一个人他也不应该就是过度的受到这种受干扰，因为想着哎呀这是别人的原因，使他们不喜欢我，他们不邀请我来参加联谊，我们也应该看到这是 Krishna 安排。
I hope that helps.
刚才 Maharaj, you also mentioned that we also should reflect us whether we can we do something not good then result in this being rejected from the association.
Yeah, yes.
那刚才 Maharaj 前面也提到过一点，就是说我们也不应该就是过于的去责怪其他人啊，怎么就是说怎么不喜欢我，不邀请我来参加联谊。那么我们也应该就想一想，就是什么原因造成了这样的结果。那 Maharaj 也说，就是我们虽然可能会有一些受干扰，但是也不要过度的处在这种干扰心态当中，要不然的话，人就会感觉到非常的不满足，很愤怒。
I hope that helps. You know, it means when we do something wrong, we think, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Let me do better in the future." Not that we just cry all the time, but.
那情况是，如果我们做了一些好的事情，我们就是啊，这是我做的。但是如果有些不好的事情发生呢，我们就觉得哎，这都是别人的错。好，那不知道是不是回答了这个问题。
Okay, thank you. That, you know, these are things we come up, you know, we can be upset, but don't get angry and blame others and all these things. And just feel like, what did I do wrong? Did I miss this? And that would be the better way to look at it.
那么经常就会有这种事情，但是我们就是可能心里不是不愉快，但是呢我们不应该去谴责或责怪其他人，讲可能我哪里做的不对，我下次应该改进，能够提高。
OK，
可以吗？好的。那萨提帮他去没有大问题。 No more questions. Thank you, Maharaj.
Let me make another try at this. Rong Yao Gu Yu Yu Pui De Hong Shang Jie.
Hare Krishna, Rong Gui Kachina Swami
Maharaj. Hong Shang Jie, okay. Yi, what is it? Yi,
Yi, Yi,
Yi, Rong Yao Gu Yu 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 Pui De Hong Shang Jie. Okay.
Hare Bo.
I'll be coming to your country at the end of the month, so I have to practice so I don't have to read it anymore.
马老师说他接下来要来中国，所以他得把好好把这句话给练习一下。荣耀归一切，荣耀归于所有机会的奉献者。
I have enough trouble just remembering the mantra, you know.
Oh, Maharaj, when will you come to China?
About the 24th of July.
Oh, thank you.
day in August. Okay. Don't want to go to.
Sure. 谢谢。
非常感谢 Kamsunasman Maharaj 的讲解。你
给荣耀归于就是为荣耀去。
So,
Japan Atsuma Subaitan Akin Shinshin, I don't know, I can't remember that. He's a, you know, Totgwa, La Devote, L'Assemblée, in French it's easy, but the Chinese I work at it. I'm getting older and it takes longer to memorize new things.
No problem.
We just have to pray we can remember Krishna, whatever, you know. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna.
Maharaj 说，
您
可能记。
We seek, you know, the association of devotees because they help us remember Krishna.
嗯，所以呢，就是我们应该总是想着 Krishna， 不要忘记 Krishna。那么我们通过这样向奉献者祈祷祷文呢，我们来感谢他们帮助我们总是记着 Krishna。
All right.可以吗 ？Thank you all very much.
非常感谢所有的奉献者们，感谢你们。
Hare
Krishna. 好 ，Thank you, Hare Krishna. 好，